All right, DJ, back for the holidays. Are you in withdrawals lately? I mean, football season's been over for a while now, a couple of weeks now. But is it just tough because you're not going to practice, stuff like that? Or is it? It's tough to end the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real tough to end the season, especially since we got done a little earlier this year than we'd liked. But you know, as cold as it's been lately, it's kind of hard to be wishing you were outside playing football right now.
I bet you're thinking, man, what would practice be like on days like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Division II doesn't go this long, but some of those Division I's. I can't imagine.
I'm sure you would think a lot of those folks have indoor facilities to work in. You would think.
Yeah, you'd hope so. But, I mean, still some of these bowl games are, I mean, there's some in Idaho. There's some being played up in Boston, New York, outside a baseball stadium. So those games just got to be kind of brutal.
Let's talk about the season before we talk about the big news recently over at UNK with the head coaching staff. What about the season for the low? Of course, the Lopers, you want to go a lot further into the postseason. Didn't happen this year, but still, it wasn't a bad season.
Yeah, it was I mean, we had a great season. Nothing to shake your head at by any means. You know, we did end a little sooner than we wanted to, but that's just how the Division II playoff system works right now. It's just impossible to get more than three teams in one conference in it, and the MIAA only got two, and, you know, that's just how it worked out.
8-3, still nothing too shabby, and you ended on a good note. You won, you know, three of the past four. Was that Northwestern Missouri game that loss that kind of stopped things as far as postseason?
Yeah, it kind of sealed it. Just, I mean, we were still hopeful, but you know, the way the Division II postseason works is they do a region system, and it just so happens that the MIAA's region is the toughest region because we're the toughest conference, and then the Great Lakes Conference up in Ohio, Michigan have the number one and number two ranked teams every year. The national champion, two-time national champion the last 2 years, is in our region, so it's you only get seven teams, and the MIAA, that conference, and then they're going to take two from the Arkansas Conference, so it's just kind of impossible to squeak. Once you got that third loss, kind of impossible to squeak in a seven-team bracket there.
But then again, eight wins in a season against a tough schedule like that's not too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. You come away with, you know, our expectations are a lot higher, but at one point, UNK, you come away with a 500 record. You're a really good football team, you know, and us coming away at 8-3, we're obviously, we wish we would have played in the playoffs, but, you know, it's still kind of hard to think that we weren't one of the top 25 teams in the country, especially at 8-3 in the toughest conference.
Also, you had a quarterback some others picking up some pretty good honors as of late, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Hunter, first team all conference, MIAA, that's huge honor, impressive, you know, and he, rightfully so. 3-4 year starter on offensive line at Fort Hays and UNK, and, you know, TJ Davis, quarterback, MIAA offensive player of the year, all-American, first team all-conference. It's starting to just kind of be routine, but it's really fun to watch him do what he does.
And you kind of had a feeling going into the season, I think we talked to you, that the offense was going to be in pretty good hands with a returning quarterback this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's got another year left, so we're going to hope that offense just keeps rolling where they left off.
As far as you are concerned, I know we talked about this beforehand, that you have a couple of years left. Zach Schlager has a couple of years left. Hunter, is he done?
Nope, I think he's got another. I think 1 year left too as well.
Wow, the whole COVID situation just threw this all in a big mess, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I playing with one of my good friends last year. He was 25, just had a baby. So, you know, you play with a lot of old people now, but Zach unfortunately had his injury, which gave him an extra year, so he'll be able to play 7 years of college football if he wants. I'll be able to play six, and Hunter will be able to play six. So, you know, we get a lot of people back. Lose a lot of old people, though. When you have that many old and experienced people, they learn a lot about the game of football, and when they leave, it's a lot harder just because been around for so long.
Mm-hmm. But as far as you know, all three of you planning on coming back?
Yep, that's the plan, you know. It's too hard to walk away from the game of football right now, especially just, you know, 8-3. And then the year before made the playoffs. When you're good, it makes it real easy to come back.
Haven't talked to Zach in a while. I saw his dad the other day, talked briefly with him. But is that injury, that rehab and everything coming along pretty good for him?
Yeah, it went well. When he made there was a chance that he could have ended up playing. But it was at the point where it wasn't worth it to cost a whole year. And when he decided to sit out, he was able to go and get another surgery and help just finish cleaning off everything with his foot so he could start with a clean slate. And he's healed, and he'll be ready to go by spring ball.
How about far as your season this year and special teams and a backup linebacker spot? You feel like you did okay this year?
Yeah, it was a good year. I learned, you know, always learning, learned a lot, you know. Special teams was a big role for me. It was something I took pride in. We had a good year on special teams and, you know, just hope to keep the momentum going and going into next fall.
But you'd like to you'd get a few more snaps there on that top defensive unit, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the guy that I mentioned that just had his child who was 25, you know, he was ahead of me. I had another 24-year-old ahead of me, and all season I was 21. So, you know, you play with some old people. That's just kind of how the hand was dealt. I was just behind some people that had been there and just older than me, you know, but they're both gone now, so hopefully I can take the momentum and go into the spring.
Yeah, you'll be battling against the next crop of recruits coming in and transfer portal guys as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The transfer portal has just been crazy, and you still don't know what's going to come in because it could come in now. They can come in after the spring. They can come in going into fall camp, so you just never know what your roster is really going to look like until that season gets rolling.
What's kept you busy since football's been over? I still take it, still lift and everything. You always kind of look forward to spring because that will be here before you know it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, school kept me busy going until last few weeks. I'd been working a lot where I work in Kearney and just family, and then had a little hectic end of the semester with football. But other than that, just trying to stay busy as best I can.
All right, the coaching situation. First of all, Coach Lynn announcing he is leaving for another school. That came as kind of a shock to you.
Yeah, it was a big surprise. They called a meeting finals week, and that was weird in itself because finals week we usually just have to ourselves. Nobody really gets in contact with us unless we're struggling school-wise. And we had a team meeting, and everybody just seemed kind of off. And Coach Lynn just kind of seemed off the last few days, and he came in and just explained the situation to us and had to get out of the room before he got too emotional. And it just came as a big shock to everybody. It was the quietest I've ever heard a room. The meeting was over, and everybody just kind of sat and looked at each other. It was pretty heartbreaking, you know, when you come to a program to play for somebody, and then when it gets established. And I think it'd be a lot easier with a coaching change if you were a losing program, but since we've been winning, no matter who you hire or what you do, it's going to be hard going through a coaching change.
Then the big news, of course, this week with Ryan Held. Folks know him with the Nebraska program in the past. He is your new football coach now.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Seems like a great guy. I haven't got a chance to meet him yet. He got announced as the coach the day I got back to McCook. But the moment I get back there, I'm going to go introduce myself. And he seems like a great guy. I know his resume. I've met him a couple times just through recruiting visits at Nebraska when he was there. And I've followed up with him. And, you know, he's a Nebraska guy. So I listened to our AD and stuff. The biggest thing that stuck out about him was that he's looking for a place to settle down with his family. And since he's from Kansas, but went to Nebraska, played at Nebraska, coached at Peru State, coached at Nebraska, and he wants to settle down, and he just sees it being a lifelong thing.
It'll be interesting with position coaches, because I think I saw where one or two are already going to leave for other positions, or does he keep a couple of those guys, or it's a whole new staff?
Yeah, there's still a couple guys, you know, you don't get talked to a whole lot throughout this situation, but my linebackers coach has told me he's got let go. He's going somewhere else, so I'll be on my fourth linebackers coach going into my fifth season. And then our offensive coordinator took an offensive coordinator job at Army, which is good for him. And then so far there's still three people listed left on staff, but you still don't know what's going to happen throughout all the coaching searches and stuff. So find out more when I get back and get into contact with all them.
At least you're going to know another different philosophy in the linebacker scheme. From all you've had four, this will be the fourth one, you said? Yeah.
Yep.
You'll get a different, probably different philosophy of this new coach.
Yeah, it'll be my fourth defensive coordinator, fourth linebackers coach. And, you know, it's kind of a bad situation. It gets annoying as a player, but as me wanting to be a coach, I'll look back on it and be very thankful because every coach that I've had, I've learned so much from. And it's just going to be another situation where I can go learn more about defensive football. You never stop learning, no matter how much you know.
got to ask you, what's your thoughts? Your dad's going to go back to sidelines and coach up at Scotts Bluff in the summertime, Western Nebraska. What do you think of that?
Well, I knew they had been contacting him about it. He had told me that, but I didn't know he was actually going to cave and do it. And he never told me that. And I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I was like, thanks for the phone call. But that was pretty exciting. I'm going to make a trip up there to go watch him one more time and see if he's knock off 2 years of rust.
Yeah. I texted him and went, is this true? Is this really true? You're coming back to the sidelines? You missed it? And he said, yep, they've been asking. So, yeah, it'll be kind of fun to see him up there.
It'll be good, especially, you know, he's so big on giving back. Even though he's done, he can still give back in some way to the game of football, because you always have to. And they needed somebody, and they came calling, so he did it.
And he's always been a big fan in that Western Nebraska All-Star football game for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get the chance to play in it. I wish I would have. I had moved up to college the week before it started, but it's not the Shrine Bowl because it doesn't have the whole state, but it's a great game and they do a great thing going on out there, and wish I would have been able to be a part of it. But yeah, it looks like a lot of fun, and I always grew up watching it and idolized it. So
thanks again for coming by. I appreciate it. You and your family have a good Christmas. Got a little out of town stuff with the families, and you'll enjoy
absolutely.
That, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a nice few days. Get to see some people you don't get to see. You know, football keeps me busy most weekends, so don't get a chance to go see them all the time.
Get through this winter months, December, January, February, and then spring football. Hello, it's that time again.
Yep, coming soon. 2 months, 3 months, it'll fly by.